A familiar backyard scourge is spreading shoots this time of year, striking fear into suburban America.
I was getting people walking by through the township looking at that and eyeing it and you know, swerving their baby carriages out of the way. And I thought, oh my God, I've really got to get this out of here for everybody's sake, not just me.
Carolyn Beeler visited a front yard in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania, to watch professionals go to battle with a serious patch of poison ivy, and she got a few new tips on avoiding the painful rash.
For the past few summers, homeowner Laura Frank has been managing the poison ivy in her yard just fine.
Cut it back, pull some out around the edges, and I thought that I'd be able to keep it under control that way.
This year, though, she was mistaken.
It absolutely exploded. It was just everywhere, and I realized looking at it that I was outmatched.
So, a few weeks ago, Frank called in reinforcements. A street crew worked nearby in the summer heat while horticulturalist Umar Micah surveyed Frank's yard.
You hardly see the poison ivy as heavy as this.
The dense thicket is about 30 feet long and 10 feet wide, covering the ground under a spruce tree between the driveway and sidewalk.
It's getting good sun, a little bit of shade, and it's got a nice open place to grow.
Micah's employee, Abdul Rahman Ilyas, is wearing arm protectors and gloves and has tucked his pants into long socks. He uses a shovel to loosen up the buried root system of the poison ivy before pulling it up, avoiding cutting.
It's a long root. You have to trace it all over to the end. If you cut it, it's going to grow up again. So you have to dig down, down so that you get to the edge and pull it up.
Micah charges more than $1,000 for a job of this size. To avoid fees like that, he advises identifying and removing poison ivy plants when they're still young and small. The phrase, leaves of three, let it be, has been guiding gardeners since it first appeared in an elementary school reader around the turn of the last century. Micah says it's a little too broad, though. Box elder, raspberry, and jack in the pulpit have three leaves, too.
My clients say, gosh, everything has leaves of three. How do I tell beyond leaves of three?
Leaf arrangement is the key. So Micah invented an addendum to the old saying. Now he tells clients, leaves of three resemble me.
Leaves of three resemble me. Compare it to your body.
Picture a stick figure from the waist up. Two arms touching at the shoulders. Those are two leaves. And a head on top of a neck. That's the third.
Leaves of three resemble me.
More tips. Mature leaves are smooth-edged, while immature leaves have teeth. The plants themselves don't have thorns. Seeds spread through bird poop, so Micah says pay special attention to areas where birds congregate.
Look in those places for seedlings and remove them when they're small.
More than 80% of people are allergic to urushiol, the oil on poison ivy that causes the red, itchy rashes. Even if you've never gotten poison ivy, though, it's still wise to be cautious. Jason Lee is a dermatology professor at Thomas Jefferson University.
You will not get the rash typically first time you encounter the plants, but once you get sensitized, i.e. your immune system recognizes the oil, then subsequent contact with the plant, you will develop a rash right away within 24 to 72 hours.
Urushiol absorbs quickly into skin. If you accidentally touch poison ivy, Lee says wash within 5 to 10 minutes with lukewarm or cold water and soap, and throw your clothes into the wash too. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.
Wandering bird, dropped a seed, small and hard to see. Seed knew what it has to do, that's its destiny. Sprouting and growing, that's how it stays green. Three leaves climbing trees, growing fast and free. Eight little nose, get the leaves to creep in. Any old place under overleaping. Barnyard walls, beat up cars are rusting. Run down fences, give it all a dusting. That's how ivy creeps every day.